Hey everyone! Before we get started, I just want to let you know that your input can directly make our shows better. One of the biggest ways to support your favorite shows here is by rating and commenting on iTunes. All of our shows are available in Apple Podcast form on iTunes, and all you have to do is search for AfterBuzz and your favorite show title. Once you're there, leave the show a rating and a comment on why you like the show or any comments you have for the hosts. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope to continue to bring you the best shows we possibly can.
Welcome back, AfterBuzzers. We are so excited to talk week 8 of Freeform Weekly. We've got a lot of Christmassy thing and fairy tale weddings to talk about, so don't click that mouse.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh my gosh, Chris Brown's This Christmas.
The best version.
It really is. Like,
the only version.
I always just sing This Christmas in my head all the time. But, you know, I mean, we will listen to this. Oh, I love it. Love it so much. Hey guys, what's going on? We are so excited to be back. Unfortunately, we are down Candace tonight because she is out of town. We miss you dearly, Candace, and she will be back next week, so I am just filling in with her for her tonight. But we've got the rest of our lovely ladies here. Carla, where can they find you on social media?
Hey guys, I'm Carla Belchern. You can find me on Instagram at Carla B Travels and on Twitter at Carla Belchern with an R at the end, and it is Carla with a K.
Drew.
Hey guys, I'm Drew Jones, and you can follow me on all the things at OKDrewJ.
And hey guys, it's Allie Nasta. Find me on Twitter at Allie Nasta and on Instagram at Allie Girl.
Hey. Allie Girl. That's how I say it when
Man.
I hear it.
I love it. Sorry, I just heard the... I just love this song so much. Oh my gosh. It makes me so excited. I mean, as much as we could listen to Chris Brown's music all day long, let's dive in, ladies. So there was a surprise pop-up Santa surprise with Aisha D.
Yes,
there was. Last week we had the Pizza Hut.
Yeah, with Keith Powers and Carter Jenkins from Famous in Love.
And then this week we have, dun-dun-dun-dun!
The pop-up Santa surprise. So Aisha D, who we all know as Kat from... It's Kat,
the Bold
right?
Type.
Yeah, from The Bold Type.
Love her.
She was the host who, like, helped to see what was inside the pop-up Santa box. So, if you missed it, it was shown last Friday on Good Morning America. And you could actually enter to win a tiny home. And it's the cutest thing. Like, it's so cozy. And they do have their link in their bio, so you can go ahead and...
Like, you can actually go in there?
Yeah, it's a home. Like, it's it's a house, and you could win it. So, and it's the cutest thing. yeah, you could, I even want to, like, enter to see if I have a chance to win, because it's so cute. It's like a cozy, tiny home that you could win. So definitely go ahead, go on the Freeform Instagram, and enter to see if you could win a little tiny home.
You know those things you never think about, but when you see them, you're like, I need that.
It's a tiny home.
It's a tiny home for Drew.
I know. I actually have, I think I've seen, like, a documentary on, like, all these tiny homes that people make. Mm-hmm. It is so intriguing.
Because they
can make them out of these small little trailers that you can just attach to your car, and they make it look so elegant inside.
And honestly, sometimes I feel like you have your bedroom, and my bedroom is actually not as small as I sometimes think it is.
Yeah.
But... I see these like, tiny homes. I'm like, how do they fit so many things in this, like, small space? So, I definitely...
Well, I think we should all go and enter, see if any of us have a chance.
If I win it, I'll bring it and put it in here.
Okay. We'll just, like, roll it through the door. We'll just coming through, tiny home.
We'll film our shows from here on out in the tiny house.
Yes, definitely.
I love that Freeform does these little pop-up Santa surprises because it's so fun. And all week, I'm sitting there on Instagram just like everyone else, like, what's going to be? Aisha, what are you doing? Like, what's the big surprise? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I just, it's so much fun.
So you guys have actually till December 10th to enter. So don't forget, go ahead and enter right now if you're watching it right now.
I will be entering right after.
Win those tiny homes, folks. Let's do it. Speaking of homes and kind of not having one is kind of like alone together. Yeah. They don't have a billboard.
They do not.
And they're trying to fight to get one. So the cast together is working together to get their own billboard. My question is, do you think this is their marketing stunt? Because technically, if Alone Together gets 10,000 retweets, they'll get their own billboard.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely think it ties into, like, because the theme of the show is, like, tragic millennial.
Right.
And, like, how millennial is it to, like, if we get this many retweets, like, we get to do this or whatever. Yeah. Like, right now I'm seeing it all on my timeline, people making, you know, deals with their professors and stuff. If we get X amount of retweets, right, we get a boost on our final or whatever, which we didn't have that option when I was in college.
I know, yeah, seriously.
And I think it's rude. But, yeah, I think this is definitely... It's smart marketing, I think. I think it's fun, and it kind of ties into the characters, like, who they are.
Right. I know, I saw a couple of videos that they were doing, and they both were on the couch. Like, they would do the crowdfunding.
Yeah.
They're like, maybe we should crowdfund. People love giving celebrities money. And it was really funny. Like, I think it does tie into the show. Mm-hmm. But I was like, that is a really smart marketing plea, because then you're getting retweets on your show, you're getting it the eyeballs that it needs, yeah, and then they probably do have some billboards. Yeah. Around. I would hope so.
I'm super excited for this show, though.
Yeah. Me too. It looks so funny. We've talked about the raw humor, yeah, that they have, mm-hmm, and it seems really relatable.
And it's by the Lonely Island. I just feel like that's all you really have to know.
Like, what more do you need?
Yeah, I'll watch anything by the Lonely Island. So.
Yeah.
Well, let's get them to be retweeted. Let's get them to their 10,000 tweets, guys.
So. Yeah, let's go help. So go
on Twitter. And retweet them now.
Yes. Again, Freeform, Alone Together. They need this retweet. They need your help. Go retweet it. Tell your friends to retweet it. They
and
need
all
a billboard.
The sad music plays from the sad puppy. The rescue puppy.
Use your regular account. Use your Stan account. I know you probably have them. So just use your backup follower account. Like, use all of them.
Yeah. We got to get them. We got to get them a billboard.
Yeah, get them out there 10,000.
Yeah, seriously. I believe it will happen. I believe.
I want to see that billboard.
Yeah. We got to see it. Hopefully we will. Hopefully maybe next week. Though. I mean,
we believe in magic.
Isn't that hard, considering Freeform has a lot of followers. So,
yeah.
They could even actually be at it already. I forgot to check before I got in here, which I probably should have.
Yesterday when I checked, they were actually only at 1,000.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot can happen overnight.
Lot can happen in the night. I should have rechecked right when I got on here.
Actually, I can recheck.
Yeah, should you check right now?
I'll check while we're
Speaking of, you know, just wishing magic and wanting things and magical sightings, we have Disney fairy tale weddings.
Yes, we do.
Oh my gosh. So we have a little bit. It begins on Monday, December 11th, which is super exciting. Have you guys seen the previews for the, like, all the previews of the women that are getting married here?
Yes. And the envy is at an all-time high. I just am like, I don't even have a boyfriend, but I'm like, if I did.
Right.
Okay, there are 1,700, and people are, like, retweeting as we're speaking right now, so I'm like, hey, if you're tuning in right now, retweeting, we see you.
Yeah, so keep helping them get retweeted. They need it.
Yeah, there are 1,743.
Okay, so they've got, like, maybe, like, around 9,000 to go. but yeah, Disney's fairy tale weddings, I was watching this girl, and she was just like, it's a magical dream come true, and I don't think I've ever fathomed the fact of shutting down a park in order to have a wedding. Like, it just never crossed my mind.
Yeah.
So the fact that these weddings are happening is really a dream come true, and something that it's out of my wildest dreams that this would happen.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at this fun trailer that we have to look forward to with these beautiful weddings. I just can't even believe it.
I know.
Like, Disney's pretty as it is and fun with the castle. Like, add some wedding touches in. Married
at the happiest place on earth. These couples are about to do just that. Join our hosts.
I'm Twitch.
I love Twitch.
Mrs. Twitch, but you can call me Allison for a dose of holiday magic.
Oh my gosh, this is gorgeous.
This is the moment that I've been dreaming about since I was a little girl. This wedding is going to be the most beautiful thing this world has ever seen. It just felt like a fairy tale.
Disney's Fairy Tale Weddings Holiday Magic, Monday, December 11th on Freeform and the app.
See, I feel like that's so cute because, and I like the way that she said, like, oh, this is the wedding that I've dreamed of for, like, you know, since I was a little girl. And it's, I feel like for a lot of us, it's true because we all wanted to be princesses when we were little. Yeah. I mean, I wanted to be a princess. I wanted to live in a castle. I wanted to wear a princess dress. And it's so great that Disneyland gives them the opportunity to actually go to Disneyland and get married there. And then, like, you have the castle in the back. You're wearing a dress that might look like a princess. And, like, you just get to have that princess moment that you've always dreamt of having.
This is my thing. It seems amazing and literally, like, a dream come true. But, like, I can't even imagine how expensive this has
gotten.
Oh,
my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
I just can't even fathom. Like, I'm sure the dollar amounts, like, but then again, I guess other venues are crazy anyway. So, like, I wonder in comparison to, you know, renting out, like, a venue, like, in the middle of, you know, like, barn weddings are so huge these days.
And
I don't know.
Because I wonder,
like, what's the comparison between these places?
Because I wonder, Disney doesn't, how late does Disney stay open? Like, are they?
I think during the holidays, they stay open till midnight.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
I was going to try to, like,
and
ration
they're
it
both
out.
In, like, Florida and California. Well, they're all over the world. But, like, the main ones are, like, in Florida and California where it's sunny all the time. So it's not like they close down.
But the thing is that I do know that they can't, like, you can rent out the whole park. But most of the time, they don't do that. They only, like, rent out, like, a portion of the park.
Oh.
I was going to say, I had a friend who, for her 18th birthday, rented out Epcot for her birthday.
What?
Yeah.
That's like some super sweet 16th.
Yeah, it was insane because it was only like 12 of us, and I was like,
yeah, like half, like 12. You might as well just get the tickets for the kids.
I was just like overwhelmed. I was like, this is so crazy. I personally love, though, that Twitch and Allison are the hosts because I mean, anyone who watches Alan knows Twitch, or if you watch So You Think You Can Dance, you know Twitch and Allison, and they're just the cutest couple on the planet, and they have the cutest little boy.
Aww.
And so I think they're like the perfect host for this show.
Yeah, and it's good to have someone relatable and someone that you kind of have, like, you know that they're happy together to make this a fun, bringing these stories to life and kind of bring this come true.
Happily ever after.
I just like can't even imagine, like, I'm still trying to wrap my head around, like, having your wedding there.
Right. Like, I know, I sadly have only been to Disneyland once, and that was just, like, I just never had the opportunity growing up, and I recently went, and, like, it was only for a couple hours, and I remember, like, looking at the castle and feeling like a child again, and, like, all the fireworks, because when they do the fireworks shows, they play the music, and, like, you get in your feels, and I just remember being so entirely happy. I'm, like, almost going to be, like, brought to tears now just talking about it. I can imagine, like, walking down the aisle and, like, or, like, the pictures that you get back with, like, the castle in the background. Disney is just such a happy, like, it just brings you so much happiness.
Yeah, it's physically impossible to have ugly pictures.
It really is. And to have weddings there, like, we need to do something, crunch some numbers. Like, so what is it in comparison to, like, renting out these barns or, like, I'm saying, and also, like, there's plantations and stuff that people rent out. Like, there's got to be some sort of comparison to do that.
I also wonder, because I know that there's a thing, there's, like, something you can do for birthdays in the castle, like, for little girls and stuff.
Right, like, tea parties and
stuff. Yeah, I wonder if the bridal party can get, like, in on that. I guess we'll have to watch to see.
I'm super excited.
I just found out about, like, the thing that you could do in the castle, and I don't know if this is something new, but how unfair is that? Like, when I was, if I would have known when I was little that I could have had, like, a birthday party, like, at the castle with some tea, I would have, like, begged my parents, like, please, like, please, please, please. And now I find out about it later, which I'm probably still going to do it because why not?
I mean, if there's not age restriction on it, listen, you can catch me in a Tiana dress real quick. Just, like, waving.
Oh, I'll be Belle. And you can be Sleeping Beauty, and then we could all show up together.
Or Elsa. Or Cinderella.
Just all the blocks.
All the blocks.
Okay, I'm down. We're going to have a birthday party. We'll let you guys know how it goes.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But speaking of things that make us oh so happy, guys, we've been talking about the countdown to the 25 Days of Christmas. It's here. Boom, mic drop. We're in it.
We're all up in it.
It started last Friday, and Freeform has been on my house every single day, and it's been amazing.
Yeah, you know, I was actually watching, like, obviously I've said thousands of times, if you listen to our podcast or watch this show, I love the Santa Claus.
Yeah.
And yesterday I was watching it, or maybe it was, yesterday was Monday. I think I was watching it, Sunday. Mm-hmm. There it was. I was watching it Sunday, and I just, like, every time I watch it, I feel it, like, the first time of the season, I feel like I'm rewatching it, and the older I get, the more I'm just, like, all right, they're making this poor boy not believe, like, they're doing everything in their power for him not to believe in Santa Claus. Like, what is the big deal? Let him believe. And, like, I'm sorry, but it's just not logical for a man to put on that much weight in a short amount of time. So why are you giving Scout Calvin such a hard time?
Very true. I also love the Santa Claus movies because I feel like the older I get, there's more jokes I pick up on that I didn't get when I was younger. But now I'm like more on like the parent age. Right. So I'm like, ah, I see what you did there, Tim Allen. That's funny.
Right. It's so great. They're amazing. But we got to share the trailer that we have for all of the fun movies that we get to look forward to and watch for the next, what are we at? We're on the 5th. We've got 20 more days.
20 more.
To enjoy.
It's already flying by.
I know. I don't like that. But 20 more days, guys, to enjoy this amazing content that Christmas brings to us every year.
Yay.
It's Christmas. It makes me happy every time.
Does this look like a little weight to you?
The sound effect of his belly.
Right, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh,
frost. Oh, that one's actually coming on tonight.
Somebody is fabulous! Guys, fun fact, if you like Christmas Lampoon or Christmas Vacation, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Which I love.
Kohl's sells like a bunch of National Lampoon's product. Like they do, like, you know, the moose cups that he has.
Yeah.
They have that. They, like, I went there the other day randomly. Like, this isn't like we, like, this isn't a sponsor or whatever, anything. I'm just shouting out because I thought it was so fun. They had like a bunch of the moose cups and other things that you could get, which my uncle is a huge fan of this movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And every year we do White Elephant, but we're all not going to be together this year. And I was like, that'd be a perfect White Elephant gift.
That's
but
so good.
Yeah, Kohl's has a bunch of themed National Lampoon stuff, which is amazing.
I am so excited to watch The Grinch. Like, I don't know why. I went to Universal randomly the other day, and I went on the studio tour for the first time, and I saw where they have the little town, and I was like, that's so cool. But also, The Grinch is easily, like, one of the funniest movies ever.
Oh,
it's one of my favorites.
And, like, that's another one. The older I get, the more I relate to The Grinch.
Right.
I'm like, I get it.
This weekend on Saturday, I have a lot of little cousins, so I planned this cookie making, like, Christmas songs, and, like, we watch Christmas movies.
That's so fun.
And the first movie that I watched this year for Christmas was The Grinch, and my cousins hadn't seen it, so one of my little cousins, she's actually scared of The Grinch.
Aww.
She's like, is he a monster?
He is,
like,
a little scary.
No.
Inside.
I was like, he's the Grinch. My cousin was like, but why does he hate Christmas?
Aww.
I was like, because Christmas, he thinks Christmas is about presents. And Christmas is not about presents.
Yeah.
It's about being with your family. It's about the presence of being with your family.
Carla with
but
the deep.
It was, I was like, it's so, I loved it. We were up so late watching the movie, and I was like, my cousin's, like, past her bedtime, and we had way too many chocolate chip cookies and way too many brownies, but they were able to watch the full movie, and I was so proud of them. And yesterday I watched Arthur Christmas.
I need to watch that one. Still haven't seen it.
It's a good one.
I need to watch it.
It's a good one.
Jotting that one down. Gotta watch Arthur Christmas. but, yeah, in The Grinch, something, I read, like, a meme, and it was kind of funny. It was like, guys, let's not forget, The Grinch didn't not like Christmas. He didn't like the people. I mean, it was just funny because it was like the people were really mean to him.
Yeah.
Like, and I love how, like, they all come. I think one of my favorite parts of the movie, besides Where Are You Christmas, because that song when I was younger, like,
with
I wanted
the
to
Faith
be,
Hill version.
I wanted to be Cindy Lou Who when I was a child. Like, I wanted to be her for Halloween, like, multiple times, but, like, finding all that getup was really hard. But, you know, if you put, like, a water bottle in your hair, it can totally make you look like Cindy Lou Who. Besides the point. I love at the end when he's like, wow,
rainbow. He's like, that's my favorite part.
He's like, he's just like, like, just like me.
But like, my sister will randomly send me that clip throughout the year, and that does not matter where I am. I will start cracking up because
it's the best.
That's the best scene
and
in the,
like, the
whole
faces
movie.
Jim Carrey makes. They're just oh my gosh, he's so good.
He's awesome. I love that movie. I could watch that movie, like, multiple times during Christmas time.
Yeah.
And not get tired of it.
Poor Max. Yeah. The poor dog. He just loves the Grinch. He's unconditionally.
He's like, you're a reindeer who hates Christmas. Action. He like takes off his nose. He's like, brilliant. Like he didn't even think about it. It was just like,
doing so if you're one of the five people in the world who's not seen the Grinch, lucky for you, it's going to be playing multiple times.
Multiple times. So tune in to watch it. Speaking of other movies playing multiple times, we've got the Elf, Buddy the Elf. What's your favorite color? Favorite movie of all time. So I saw Freeform, they posted a bunch of videos of making their own Buddy the Elf pasta. So I would love to know if anybody's actually had this pasta. I was thinking about it. Can it be that bad?
I think
there's too much sugar.
I think if you're not a sugar person, it probably is really gross.
Yeah.
But I feel like pasta itself is such a kind of bland thing.
So it could kind of probably taste good.
I think I could do pasta with chocolate syrup. I don't know that I would be able to do it with, like, a chocolate Pop-Tart and then, like, the chocolates on top.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe, like, chocolate syrup and, like, the marshmallows, but no maple syrup, even though I know that's, like, Buddy's thing.
Yeah. I don't know. I just, like, saw them make it, and I was just, like, questioning, like, should I?
It makes you want to, like, make it when no one's looking.
Yeah. Like, it's, like one of those, like, no one will ever know. Like, roommates are out of the house. All right, cool. We're going to make Buddy the Elf pasta. Like, let's figure this out. I'll let you guys know if I ever try it, but I would love to know if anybody, and the comment below, if you've ever tried Buddy the Elf's pasta, dessert pasta.
I feel like we should try it.
I feel like it can't be that bad. But, like, also, too, like, syrup is very intense, so, like, that would possibly, like...
I think the syrup is what threw me off in the movie. I was like, that can't be. Right. And he, like, washed it down with a Coke bottle. I was like, no.
Did you hear that?
I can't.
So good. Oh, man. Well...
Well, you have to tell us if you try it, Allie.
Yeah. I'm really... Like, I've seen multiple videos. Like, it's been on Instagram's feed. It's been on their Insta stories. Like, it's really taking a lot of me, like, not to go home and try this. But, yeah. So... I guess we'll have to see if that happens. But with all the other fun movies on Freeform that we have to look forward to for the next 20 days, which, like, slow down, okay?
Yeah.
20 days slow is down. Already, like, it was 25 days,
we
like,
were
last week.
Just now talking just about like, Hocus Pocus, yeah. Okay?
Literally. Like,
chill.
So it needs to slow down, but I will say we do have so many things to look forward to. Because I was thinking about it the other day. I was just looking at a Freeform, scrolling through, and like, wait a second. January 2nd? January 3rd? January 5th?
Yes.
All of our shows are coming back. Yes. And it's like, wait a second. As much as I, like, don't want Christmas to be over, I'm so excited for 2018 because the boatload of shows that we have to look forward to are just going to be, it's going to be iconic. Like, it's going to be the best month ever.
I can't wait.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Which ones are you guys looking forward to the most? New and returning.
New and returning. Grown-ish.
Yes. Okay.
Super excited about that. Returning. I just started watching Shadowhunters. So
it's the best thing.
I'm excited
thing
for
ever.
That because I have a feeling like over my Christmas break, I'm probably going to finish binging it. So I'm going to be ready for new stuff.
It is literally the best show ever.
Yeah, I'm only in two episodes, but I'm like here for it. Like, I just started like this past weekend.
I have to like withdraw myself from it because it's like I miss it so much and I can't wait for it to come back.
I feel that.
I think I have to start watching it because you guys are like pulling me in like slowly to like want to watch it.
Right.
So I think it might be one of those that I'll tune in to watch for sure.
No, it's pretty good so far.
It's amazing. It's the best show.
They all have really nice hair.
They do.
I've noticed that.
They do have really nice hair. Like, and it's like they literally will be just like on these huge missions and everything around them is happening and then all their hair is still perfect.
Yeah. Mine, great. If I move, it is done for. So
it's amazing.
Must be nice.
But so Shadowhunters and Grown-ish.
Yes.
And then Carla, what are yours?
For me, I want to say I'm really excited for Siren, even though I know that we haven't seen a lot of Siren. I'm obviously excited for Grown-ish, but Siren, and I'm really excited for the Bold Type to come back.
Yeah.
I miss my Bold Type girls.
I love the Bold Type.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so hard. I love so many shows, but I think the one that I'm really just, I just don't know how, oh man, there's so many. Because I'm like Beyond, but then I got Shadowhunters. And then the bold type, but, like, beyond, I really don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah.
I think, ugh, oh, this is so hard. I'm going to say Shadowhunters because I'm really, like,
oh,
dying.
And I think we get new episodes of The Foster. Oh, snap. Yeah. There's so many shows coming back. I just thought about that, and I was like, oh, I love The Fosters. Right. Wait.
It's because you, like, forget because you get so obsessed with, like, one show when you're, like, either rewatching or binging, and then mm-hmm. you're like, wait, I want this show to come back. And then you're like, wait, my old ones. Because mm-hmm. with Beyond, it ended, like, last, I think it ended last, like, March or April or something. So yeah. it was like we had to wait a whole another half a year for it to come. Mm-hmm. Cannot wait for that. But, okay, so I guess I'll say Shadowhunters and then New. I'm really excited for Alone Together.
Oh, yeah. Wow, we just talked about it.
But,
I forgot.
Guys, there's so much great content this year coming up. So, as sad as it will be to put Christmas to rest at the end of 2017, 2018, it's so many things to look forward to.
Oh, and we get all those previews from Marlene King's new show.
Yeah.
We get new previews in January.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. See? There's just, so much. I mean, so much. Freeform, could you get any better? Right. I think it just constantly impresses us every single day, every single week. We find something new that's happening. Oh, and all of the, like, the Marvel show that's coming.
Oh, yes.
There's so many names, because, like,
when Olivia Holt and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was something Co and...
Oh my gosh, why am
I... Oh, but that's coming too, yeah, that's and coming.
I'm currently watching another Marvel show, so I'm, like, getting them all confused, yeah. The Runaways.
But I did see the trailer for that, and it looks really good.
There's so many.
Ugh. And my brother, who's, like, a Marvel geek, was like, yeah, they totally look like they're following the comics, blah, blah. And I was like, cool, okay.
Like, good. Yeah.
I just, like, wanted to watch it, but cool.
Man, but Freeform, we love you, and we love you all for watching every week.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, it's just so much fun every Tuesday. But you guys, make sure that you comment below, tweet us, follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms. And Carla, where can they find you?
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I'm Carla Belchin. I don't know why. Every single time, I have this thing, and I'm about to say bye, guys. Give me 2 seconds, okay? But every single time, like, I think faster than I speak. So sometimes, like, I'm thinking about what I wanted to say, so I'm like, I stumble up on my words. Anyway.
We're here for you, Carla. We love you.
You guys can find me on Instagram at Carla B Travels and on Twitter at Carla Beltran with an R at the end, and it is Carla with a K.
Drew.
Hey, guys. I'm Drew Jones. Thanks so much for watching, and you can follow me on all the things at OKDrewJ.
And hey, guys. Again, it's Allie Nasta. Find me on Twitter at Allie Nasta and on Instagram at Allie Girl. And Candace, we miss you. Can't wait to see you guys next week. Make sure you comment below and make sure you tweet us. We want to hear your thoughts. We'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
Ciao.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin...
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.